Welcome to WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. You are listening to Linda Sims, and the name of my program is called A Voice of a People. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app on any electronic device and search WWGH. You can also call in during our live time on the air, which is from now until 5 p.m., by calling 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or would like to make any comments. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce market every second Saturday of every month, which just passed, so you have to wait now until May to be a part of this free produce market. Again, it will be held at Logos Christian Ministries, address 582 Lee Street, Marion. No appointment or pre-registration required. Simply show up, provide your name and number of people in your family. We have Inspect Ohio Home Inspection Company, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. Out of LaRue, Ohio, telephone number 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today, and the title is called Staying Peaceful. Desires cause peace to disappear. You think that acquiring things will make you feel secure. Sometimes I feel like that. Another pair of shoes or another outfit make me feel a little better anyway. And I know some of you may be feeling the same. But the reality is that the more you have, the more fear there usually is of losing it. Mm-hmm. And the further you are from peace. Desires are the cause of all conflicts. When you want something and cannot get it, you become frustrated. Learning to be free from desires. And when I wrote that, I was wondering, how can I be free of desires? Now, that's going to be hard to accomplish. Is learning how to stay peaceful. So maybe some of you can relate to that today, and maybe some of you cannot. I'm struggling with it myself, but I feel good. Mm-hmm. If I get something I want or something I need, you know, or, you know, we was just talking about the closing of Payless Shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
Yeah. I'm going to turn my attention to my guests at this time, and Whitney Gurman.
Yep.
Gurman, yes, of Ohio State University. Mm-hmm. And
Johnny Jackson,
I'm sorry, also with Community Voices, and they've been here before. And hopefully those of you who are listening will come up with some questions or some comments. They are really influential in our community and at Ohio State University. And they've had several meetings called Community Voices. And Whitney, could you tell us a little bit about Community Voices?
Yeah, so Community Voices has become this alliance of a lot of different organizations that are trying to implement a bottom-up community-led planning process to tackle some of the complex social issues that we face in Marion. So to facilitate this process, we're having a kickoff event this Wednesday at 5:30 in the county building. That's 222 West Center Street in the lower level. And Johnny's going to be working with residents in the room to tap into the leadership skills that they already have and then think about ways that we can leverage each other's skills and assets to envision Marion.
That's good.
Yeah, definitely.
thank you for having us here on Voices. And as Whitney was talking about, we're thinking of how do we do community from the ground up and do grassroots organizing around issues in communities mm-hmm. that may not have always had the attention paid to them. Mm-hmm. So we really want people to come out to our kickoff from 5 to 7:30 on Wednesday, April 17th, and think about how do we build a sense of community. The second would be how do we affirm leadership skills already in our communities, but then also kind of build on what we already have, like an additive model. And then the last is we want to provide some incentives for doing the work in those communities around if it's access to early childhood education or if it's workforce development or blighted housing, trying to give people resources to other leaders in the community mm-hmm. or even financial resources to do the work that we're talking about. Right. So I'll be doing a facilitation on building community. What are some individual ways that different people think about community? And then also, how do we hold shared values of what we see in community?
Right.
So certain things like having nice public spaces. We know that the farmers market is coming up soon and everyone really loves access to good food.
Oh, yeah.
So how do we kind of like partake in those type of public spaces together as a community?
Okay. Now, also, there's a building on the corner of West Center and Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that the market, community market, is going to be coming in there soon. The farmer's market.
Mm.
Yeah, that's Center Street.
Is it going to be in that building? Yeah.
Yeah, Center Street Community Health Center. Mm-hmm. They're putting in a nonprofit grocery store. So
okay.
I'm not sure if it's local food, but the food can be purchased on a sliding scale.
Okay.
They'll accept SNAP benefits. And then I think they're looking at, like at the farmer's market, if you shop there with an with an EBT card, your SNAP benefit, they'll actually match your dollar for dollar. So if you're spending $5 at the farmer's market, they'll match it for $5 to spend on fruits and vegetables. And I think the Center Street is trying to look into that same program.
Okay. You know, I really didn't know that you could use your SNAP card down there.
Yeah, SNAP, and if you're a senior over the age of 55, you automatically get $12 voucher.
Mm-hmm.
If you're kids this year, mm-hmm. there's going to be a special token that kids can receive $2 to shop at the market. So we're really trying to make that space for the community, with the community. And we're hoping, actually, Voices can be in that space, too, to mm-hmm. meet with residents, hear their ideas, maybe set up, you know, oral history interviews and just pop up fun things like we've seen online, outdoor living rooms where people just gather around and talk like you would if you're in your living room.
Definitely. Face painting for the young people and those type of things.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, people can come together and meet and greet one another. Like when you say community building, and we think, or maybe we even ask a question. Now, what does our own individual communities look like? Do I know anyone in my community? My neighbors? Not many by name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, just personally speaking, people come, people go. Some people are just stationed, you know, there for years, and you may become associated with them. But from your point of view, what does community mean to you?
Well, I can reflect on this past weekend. We have a new family in where I live. I live on Stark Court, and it's close to Tubby's, off of High and Columbia. And we have a new family. They're interracial family, just mm-hmm. moving from Columbus, and they have maybe 5 kids. And they were out just playing basketball and climbing a tree. And we went over and just were talking about, like, where they were from and, like, you know, welcome to the community and, you know, like, if you all need anything, to talk a little bit about what Marion is or what it's not, like,
right.
you all can come over or whatever like that. So I think that getting to know someone in our community is a long-term process, but
right.
We've kind of, like, are trying to build that relationship with a new member of a community. later on into the evening, we had some of our neighbors that had just a small fire, mm-hmm. and then they invited us over to kind of like roast hot dogs and kind of like talk a little bit.
That was
and
nice.
It very, very nice.
And friendly.
And very, very friendly in a way. And our community is very small where I live, but we have a couple of different public spaces that we operate in mm-hmm. because we kind of live in an alley. So we're always looking out for the kids playing in the alley in a way,
right.
if there are cars coming or anything like that. I think for me, community is getting to know what people do, how they do life, and the things that kind of like bring them joy in a way.
Right.
And what are some, for me, what are some of my commitments as around like social justice things? Helping heal communities that have had some type of harm done to them.
Right.
So that's kind of like how I envision community, both with people and also with social justice movements in a way.
What about you, Whitney?
Yeah, I think when Johnny was talking about values and commitments, that's what I think of with community is mm-hmm. having shared vision and values and ideas and diverse ones too, but that we work from a common place of wanting to make positive change.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I think a lot of folks feel like we don't have a sense of community, maybe because we're commuting or that we find communities more online, that we mm-hmm. miss that mm-hmm. in-person interaction.
Right.
So we're hoping that this cohort, it's not just a program,
mm-hmm.
that it really gives people a space to get to know neighbors, residents in the community, and develop those relationships that so that we can do good in our community, Marion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. If you have any questions, please call 740-383-9944. If you want to become a part of the conversation, I have Whitney Gurman.
Yep.
And Johnny Jackson here from Community Voices out of Ohio State University. And they are sharing with us what they think, their opinion of community. And if you have anything different than that, or maybe you want to add to that, please call 740-383-9944. Thank you for listening. Now, like you were saying, we may have lost some of that over the years, mm-hmm. the face-to-face contact, because like you said, we do have other gadgets. You
right.
know, we have our little circle of friends on our Facebook, and you can just hit a button and it goes to everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Your story for the day. And it's on for 24 hours, you know, if you really have something. And that's kind of, those are people you don't even see half the time.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe you've never seen.
Yeah.
You know, but, and I think so, it is so needed that we should begin to come together. Now, as I was saying, staying peaceful, do you think some people have developed a fear of coming together?
That's a really good question.
Like, you know, people that are shy and really don't want to, or don't trust.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think both of those things. For people that might be introverted or it might take them some time to get to know and build trust, I think it is it may be difficult because we live in a society that's so extroverted. So the people that can talk the most might be the ones that we acknowledge as the leaders.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that Whitney and I are constantly talking about as we're building the program is how do we make space and hold space for people of all different capabilities
right.
and abilities, body-wise and also intellectual-wise. It is very hard to think about peace and community together because we might not have the same definition of peace.
True.
So with Community Voices, we really want to talk about the individual way of that people may be thinking about mm-hmm. peace and also think about community.
Right.
And then how can we basically tie those things together?
Mm-hmm.
Because we do have our individual set of values, but we also have some social values too.
Right.
Yeah. What about you? What do you think, Wendy?
I was just thinking about, I remember when I was explaining this initiative to someone, they felt insecure about coming because they came from a privileged background, or I guess the point I want to make is that like Johnny and I appear to be so different from one another,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but in our conversations is how we found common threads. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think not to be afraid that it may appear that we have really big differences and that divide sometimes can feel so far.
Right.
But I think when we come together, we have more in common than we think. Mm-hmm. And right. We're really hoping that this first event especially is just building relationship.
Right.
Because right. that seems to be the foundation for anything that we do together as a community, right. is having trust.
That's and true. Relationship. That is so true. That's the only way we're going to begin to build and mm-hmm. bring our community together as one. Because I've heard people say, I'm not going there. I don't know those people. I'm right. not going to ask mm-hmm. them anything. And it's like they've already shut down before, you know, they even try it or maybe say hi or go to an event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so you said the kickoff is going to be
This Wednesday, the 17th. It's in the county building, mm-hmm. so 222 West Center Street. There's parking in the back and the front, right. and there'll be someone to greet in the front doors. And then just at the lower level, there's elevator. We're going to have food catered. Thank you to Attaboys.
Right.
Kid-friendly.
Definitely kid-friendly.
5:30 to 7. I think I forgot that.
Yeah, definitely.
No, I have that down, 5:30 to 7:30. What should people come there expecting?
That's actually a really good question. We were talking about that today. One is be open to talk about and being honest about how you think about community. Mm-hmm. We want the space to be very open and honest about that.
Right.
The second thing is come ready to eat, of course, because right. we will have food there. And be willing to have courageous conversations across difference, because I think that we expect different people from maybe different religions, mm-hmm. also different social classes,
right.
Different races and ethnicities. So we want to build a space where it's open to all those different community members. Mm-hmm. So maybe open and honest, I think, was that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I think in addition to the conversation about community, the conversation about leadership.
Yeah.
We know our existing leaders most of the time.
True.
We see them in public spaces and their faces and on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But understanding there are grassroots leaders who have been advocates for years, I think immediately of Tara Dyer, and connecting with those leaders and building a new set of leaders. One of the goals of the program is to build a leadership base for our community. I go to meetings all the time and I hear people say, oh, we see the same people in every meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So really? It's time to think critically about that. You know, yeah. why are the same people in the same room? Why is the room filled with this set of people?
Right.
Because we really believe there are leaders in
yes.
neighborhoods
yes. yes.
that can contribute to.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good, because I was just saying that myself. Because I feel that we need more young people. And
yeah.
I thank God that you're young people.
Yeah.
And we just need more young people, yeah. you know, because, yeah, we're getting a little older. And like mm-hmm. you said, Tara Dyer and... Mm-hmm. and Mother Earlene Hatch, where definitely. She's moved away now. She's in her 80s, but she was a soldier, and she stood for the cause of bringing people together. Yeah. It didn't make her any difference, the color of your skin, you know, where you went to school, where you went to church. And this is what I think we've been missing as a community, and not just our community, but mm-hmm. widespread over
yeah.
our nation, you know, is bringing people together. And it seems like somehow we just get driven further and further apart. Just even if it's political views, it's yeah. like, come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have more in common than we do uncommon, because we're all human beings and we all need the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At least you'd think so.
Yeah, care, why concern, first? And community.
Yes.
I think that's one of the things, or three of the things that we all really need: care, concern, and community.
Yes.
Those are like the medicines to, you know, anything, whether we're separated by politics or race or whatever, religion, whatever it is. So
right,
I really am excited about facilitating this first lesson, because it is about developing and thinking about your inventory as a leader.
Right.
So we're looking at how do we stay committed to some of our skills that we have, and what are some of the skills that we want to continue to develop.
Right.
And we're hoping that Voices is one of the platforms by which people want to do that.
True. I think it's a great organization. Whose idea was that? Community Voices.
This was North Carolina A&T. We're using their curriculum. Okay. It's a historically black college, university out of North Carolina.
Okay.
Bringing it to Marion, I think it was a conversation between Whitney Gurman and Tara Dyer. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. And Miss Teresa Lee, and she'll actually be here for our first kickoff event, is someone who started this in New Bern, North Carolina, mm-hmm. will be coming to our kickoff and talking about her experiences. So I'm really excited to hear from her because they've actually developed a whole city comprehensive plan.
Really?
And use the leadership base from Commute Voices to prioritize issues around housing and livable wages, affordable child care, mental health. Mm. That's kind of the vision we have. And
right.
Yeah. These are all like kitchen table type of issues that people are always thinking about. Livable wages and affordable housing and access to child care, those type of things. And we really want to talk deeply about that right. amongst ourselves, but also eventually with seated leaders, because at the end of a program, mm-hmm. after we choose our cohort and we go through our 15-week program, the end of the program is basically a celebration where we bring people together and we present our plans for our action steps of what's next. So we envision that the cohort is are the group of people that present that
right.
that work to our leaders that have been actually elected and that type of thing here.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And that's one reason why we're having it in the county building, is kind of to share that space. Mm-hmm. That a lot of times decisions are made behind closed doors or without right. us. And so having it in that particular place brings us all together.
That's true.
And reminds us that we all own that space and share power in that space.
Mm, that's right. A good point.
Because people would say, well, they didn't even ask me if I wanted to come or be a part of this and that. Mm-hmm. We're like that. I don't
yeah.
know why, yeah. but we're just like that.
Yeah.
You are invited.
You? Yeah, yeah, definitely. Consider the airwaves are open invite.
Right,
and,
right.
And then this is a very emerging program. Mm-hmm. So if people want to get involved after 1 or 2 weeks and they want to test the waters and learn a little bit, I mean, I've been quite open about the model. And I think that what we're trying to develop here is people that have trust and don't have trust, mm-hmm. us come together to talk about those type of things.
Because
that's how you build trust in communities, off of conversation.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. They have to be willing to come, at least listen.
Definitely.
I think, number one, let's come and listen and hear what our young people have to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how old they are, but they're young people.
Yeah.
And they're bright college students, and they are really on the move, trying to make a difference in our community. And I think they should be commended. And not only commended, but supported.
Yeah.
Supported, because what they're doing is not just, it's for everyone.
Yes.
As a whole, our whole community here in Marion, Ohio. And I think about the example that they took from our police department and when President Obama was still there.
Mm-hmm.
And our police chief of police was invited to the White House to share with them their community relationship and how they were getting along with, you know, the people in the community. And I can say that we have a pretty decent police department here in Marion, Ohio, and they have a lot to look up to, you know, and for us to support them also. In other cities, it may not have the same story. You know what I'm saying? So he was one of many, I don't know how many, but our chief of police was invited to the White House to share how he was able to get along with our community.
Definitely.
And that's because of that community, Mayor Minority Commission.
Mayor Minority Commission.
To come together and talk, you know, and that's what you're saying about the Community Voices.
And in our meetings, because behind the scenes, we've met a lot to talk about what are some of the infrastructural issues that we think about and our vision. BJ Gruber and the Impact, was it Impact Academy program. We've had conversations with them about like where we envision Community Voices going. So we definitely want to make this inclusive to all people and then really anchor it in grassroots ways of thinking about doing a community. We always use the example of like Ella Baker and Fannie Lou Hamer from the civil rights era.
Okay.
And they always talking about celebration in communities are very important, but we have to talk about some of the deep structural issues and how we're solving those together as a community. But yeah, we definitely want everyone to be there and come out and support us and think about what we're doing.
And that makes a lot of sense. Just don't depend on one set of people to take all the issues on their backs. And, you know, because it can be a lot.
Yeah.
But for us to come together as a community where you can, someone can take their share and someone else can take their share and you have your share, Whitney, and then we're all doing something, you know, to make our community great. It's good.
And just encouraging people to be in it for the long haul, because these are really complex issues that we want to solve and untangle. Yes. And a lot of it involves listening and acknowledging our institution's past. You know, this is sponsored in part by Ohio State University. And so we've had to think critically about our history as an institution and what it means when we're doing this work in the community. Mm-hmm. And we would encourage other institutions to kind of reflect and do the same thing. We want them to attend, but we also want to encourage our colleagues to think about that and think about how do we move forward in a more socially just way than maybe we have in the past.
That makes sense. That makes a whole lot of sense, because we're moving forward. Time isn't going backwards.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And you can't stop time, so we have to somehow move with the time.
Mm-hmm.
More so than with the electronics.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that we, I always think about, like, social media and electronics as a tool to use, because so many things that I learn about the world is through our messaging on social media. And being someone who's taught university students and knowing their attachment to social media, I think social media can be used in a way to help ground the work that we're doing. But we also are saying that, like, if that's a medium by which we can get people to the table to talk, we want people at the table.
Yes.
No matter where you come from in Marion, we want you to come there and be at the table, ready to listen, ready to inspire, and ready to communicate. How do you individually envision Marion?
Right.
And collectively, how can we make a participatory democracy? Mm-hmm. Us all participating in the work we're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's I didn't mean just, I mean individuals.
Yeah. I'm guilty of it too.
Because
I'm
take this to the bathroom when they go to the bathroom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And get on their Facebook and stuff. But even if they do, you want them to share some of the information that they may come up across. Like Community Voices is having this event. Well, let me call my girlfriend. Let me call my neighbor or whoever I may play ball with. You know, the guys, you know. Let's get involved.
Yeah, there's definitely power with that, too.
Yes.
And I think about, like, storytelling. And it's kind of like the new way of storytelling is expressing, you mentioned the stories, but social media can be a tool for that, too.
Yes.
In a way, connect and find new resources. We definitely think it's a positive thing. Actually, most of the time, me and Johnny are communicating via Facebook, so.
Yes, we're doing
too.
A lot of our community.
We all are.
Communicating in Facebook and getting a lot. I talk to a lot of different friends from around the globe through Facebook. And even if they can't be here, they can at least write on our Community Voices Facebook wall about, you know, so glad you had an event, or they'll be looking out for pictures. That's the big thing is, like, people interact with pictures and videos in a way and that we don't necessarily communicate in person now.
True.
It's like there's this what we call FOMO, the fear of missing out, and they're able to kind of communicate in that way.
Wow.
But for this event, we want you off your couch and in our seats with us to kind of help us shape this thing, because it's not about Johnny or Whitney. I think it's about really Marion, Ohio, the city and the county.
Yes, it is.
We really want to hear people's voices.
Right.
We want to hear, like, what they have to say. And, like, there's this saying that I keep coming back to. It's his name is Miles Horton, and he helped start the Highlander Center for Social Justice and Civil Rights in Tennessee. And he says all the time that those people who are closest to the problems are also closest to the issues. So we really, I think, really believe that, like, we can really be thinking about what the problems are and what the solutions are to, in tandem.
Right, right. You're right. Because I think about things that we used to have, we don't have. Like, we used to have the spring cleaning where whatever you didn't want, you could put on the street, and, you know, for your trash. And different neighborhoods they would do, and they would clean that all up. You didn't always see such, like, you know, some people just is out, it's out of control. You know, trash is everywhere. And but there was a time when you could barely even find any trash around our cities, you know. But things have changed. And I was wondering, well, what happened to that program that we used to have, you know, where people could clean out their sheds or garages and just things like that. And I know we do have yard sales,
yeah, for sure.
And we also have thrift stores. They're on the rise in our community, too. And we can also take those things around, you know. It's just some ways that people could come together with community voices. And then we have the thing where transportation is concerned, where some people don't drive and they get a job and they can't get there,
can't get
or
there,
back
yeah.
home, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, they sound like little things, but they can be big things to different individuals.
Yeah.
Who really need those things, you know.
Yeah. This is a good point, because some of the things, it looks like it's just an individual issue, but in a way, sometimes they're also a structural issue. I've been following out of Allen County, and it's a movement to get public transit to have longer hours and operate more throughout the city and county, because, as you said, Ms. Sims, that getting people access to from home to job or home to grocery store, those type of things.
True. Home to doctor.
Home to doctor. Yeah. I think those things are very important. So we're also thinking that we don't have to have all the ideas together.
True.
We might be able to pull from different communities that we know that we may follow on social media.
That's true.
And we may be able to solve certain issues. I love this idea of doing a community spring cleaning, because everyone has clothes that they had to get rid of, houses to clean. A community
old
to
dressers
clean.
And old dressers.
That's
more,
real.
You know, just that kind of junk stuff that we put back. Maybe been back 5 years. What do I do with it? I don't know. I'll stick it on this shelf for now, you know, but really don't have any use for it. And that's where, what's the name of that program? Hoarders.
Hoarders, yeah.
Eventually, your house looks like a hoarder's house. I'm like, what am I going to do with all this junk? You know, so.
What's that? Another show on Netflix about, like, the joy of cleaning.
Oh, yeah. Marie Kondo. I love that show.
I've been wanting to spring clean again. I'm kind of like a neat freak at home, so. I actually really love the idea, too, that you talked about. I also think about what Johnny was saying about transportation. And so as we talk about transportation and community voices, we as a cohort might not be able to control the transportation infrastructure in Marion.
Right.
Yeah.
But what can we do together with what we already have? And that might be, oh, you work at Whirlpool? I do too, in the same shift. So now
That's
we can
true.
Start sharing resources and carpooling or sharing childcare and kind of just identifying with what we have, what can we do together to remove some of these barriers?
Right. Yeah. There you go. Problem solved.
Problem
solved, bam.
We would just come out and share, you know, and listen and share. Listen to what other people are saying about their needs, you know. Hey, right, we can answer one another like that. It's a great thing. It just really is.
And I think about people's gifts and talents, like, I talk to Johnny all the time about how I can't cook and I don't like to cook, but I have a family that needs food, obviously.
That's real.
And I have little time. But if I found a neighbor next to me that maybe she was older and was alone and she really loved to cook, then maybe we could share our gifts with one another. And like, she would find joy out of cooking my family some food.
Mm-hmm.
And I could find joy out of gardening in her yard, or, you know, just like sharing those.
Right.
Those gifts with one another help each other.
Yeah, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely.
It really is.
We even connect on different levels, because we're both working with the farmers market in a different capacity, helping get the library to come to the farmers market this summer and do literacy work, right?
Right.
And my Aunt Ann, or Virginia Hughes, does pies. She has kingdom pies that she does at the farmers market. Well, just so happened, I know that Whitney loves pies, so it's like that different relationship building aspect, I think,
is
important.
I'm gonna indulge in her gift.
Yeah, indulge in the gifts. Yeah.
So you're ready for that. Ready,
I am so
willing,
ready.
Right?
I think the market starts in May, so I'll be on the lookout. It's I think it's the second Thursday.
Yeah. So yeah, look out for Kingdom Pies.
Wow.
That wasn't a paid advertisement.
That was a plug.
It sure was.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I've seen her many all the time at the farmers market.
Yeah.
That's where I first bought one of her pies from.
Oh, really?
Yes. I have to try this.
I'm so excited.
Yes. And like you said, we learn from one another.
For sure.
You know, we help one another by knowing what your need may be, and maybe I have the answer. But I think this is so, I just pray that it's really populated for the event and what, you know, Community Voices is trying to accomplish in our city, in our neighborhoods. Because it's so important that we come together as people.
Mm-hmm.
As people. Mm-hmm. There's no way to divide it up or put some people over here and over there. Even though maybe some people have time to do that, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I don't want to be counted out, and I don't want to have to count out nobody else. I'm just hoping that we can all come together and do something. I do intend on attending this event. I really do.
Tell your neighbors. Tell your
friends. I will. Yeah. I will. I'm going to tell
Might
my
be
neighbors.
A good opportunity to meet your neighbors and invite them to
right.
come with you.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. You're so right about that. And because I do have some new neighbors I don't know. I think they've been there like three weeks.
Oh, nice.
But there's always new neighbors coming in and out of that apartment, like that house. So it's kind of hard to meet somebody and then they're gone 2 or 3 months down the road. But even answering some of those issues with people, you don't know if people move in a place and they really don't have the resources to maintain the place as far as paying the rent, the utilities, you know, or having the trash picked up and hauled away. We don't know what a lot of people are struggling with or what they're going through, but hopefully through Community Voices we can find out
definitely
what people need.
Yeah, the different ways that we create community is a valuable tool. For me, I live in a duplex, and me and my mom share one apartment, and then our neighbors, a brother, a sister, and their kids, and then up top, we have a single apartment, one of our other neighbors. And I would probably say 3 times a week we're getting together, and it's not on purpose. It's just getting together on the porch, talking about like what we're eating and what work is like, and we actually all do trash together on Thursday mornings. Excuse me. And sometimes it's not as purposeful as we think it is. It just is happening because we are social people, and we do need community as humans. Like that is a major thing,
right.
And we hope. No, I hope the Community Voices does that type of thing. Is like it over time is working towards our common goals together. But it might be me just seeing someone on the street, like, hey, like I think you'd be interested in Community Voices,
right.
And these are two things that we're doing in our community. Come out and just listen. You don't have to feel obligated, but just come out and listen for a bit, and then if it hits your interest, keep coming, and we'll have some incentives on the back end for it.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. That's great. Whitney, anything else you want to share with us in our last few minutes?
I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for having us on, and I'm really thankful to Johnny for facilitating Community Voices with us on Wednesday night. Thanks for our listeners. We really do sincerely invite you to participate, and just hope everyone feels welcome.
They're having food there.
Yes, that's a good incentive.
Good food.
Food brings people together better than any other reason, right?
Mashed potatoes.
Ooh,
collard greens.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going all out.
From Attaboys. We're trying to go all out. Okay. We really want to do community well.
Wow. Yeah. Do you hear that, listeners?
Yeah.
222 West Center Street, basement parking in the rear. Yeah. Community Voices of Marion, Ohio, and Whitney Gurman and Johnny Jackson from Ohio State University. And I know that our university is being populated from people all over the state of Ohio and maybe even beyond those boundaries. And we have a great city here, even if you're thinking about moving here. So, don't forget, when you tell your neighbors and friends, they're having food there.
Yes.
Yep. From Attaboys.
Yes.
Which is a new restaurant in our city. I think they opened up last September, wasn't it? Around the Popcorn Festival
time. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't believe it's been
September.
Almost this fall will be a year.
Yeah. And they get, what they say, great reviews or people really enjoy their cuisine there.
Yeah.
It's
I love their gumbo.
Really? Yeah. I haven't tried their gumbo.
The gumbo is nice.
I haven't tried their catfish yet.
Their catfish. The bomb. Oh, the catfish is all it is. And they give you hearty portions. You can eat there and take some home, to-go box. So, it's nice.
This is not a paid advertisement.
I was saying,
we're just trying to make their mouths
unless you
water.
Want to pay us.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Their mouths can water while they're thinking about coming Wednesday and being
definitely,
part of that, right? Well, definitely. I think I'll go try that.
Yeah.
We need you. Community Voices need you. All of you who are listening, if you're not interested, please share with someone you know, your neighbors, your friends, or maybe some relatives. You know that some people step back, I wish if I could do this or if I could do that, I'd do it like this. Come to Community Voices and share your vision for your community and for our city. I hear things like that all the time. If I, well, just put yourself in there and let's see what'll happen. You know, you have to try first instead of shutting yourself down before you even get started. Wow, and those people kind of frustrate me. I'm like, it's like a broken record, if I. But you can.
Yep, absolutely.
You can. These young people are doing it. They're so concerned about you, those of you who are listening, and bringing us together so we can solve some of our problems, find some solutions, helping one another. And, let us not let one another down. Sometimes I think we do that as a community. Like we was talking earlier, how people just shut it down before they even get started. I'm not going to go. I don't want to hear what they have to say. Mm-hmm. But you don't know that until you come and listen. You don't know that because they need you to put the word out. They need you to share with other people about Community Voices and what they are doing here in Marion. And how long have you been having those meetings?
Since October.
Since October.
Yeah.
2018.
Yeah, we did a train the trainer in October, and then since then I've just been meeting to figure out what this kickoff event would look like. So we're finally here, and this is the perfect time to get involved.
Right. There you go. Thank you, Whitney, and thank you, Johnny, for being with me today, and thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Again, my name is Linda Sims, and the name of the program is called A Voice of a People. Hopefully, you will tune in tomorrow. I have H. Good coming. He wrote the book, Quit. You May Feel Better. So, tune in tomorrow. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard, performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuck Full of Nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a Big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised the wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake? Oh, it's naughty, but it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful. Yeah. It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire. I would do anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. But just let me talking and I keep going.
To the oldest working actor in Hollywood, 101-year-old Norman Lloyd.
Now, did you like that, Norman, when that edict came down? Did you like to be told to stop driving?
Well, I tell you, I liked the idea of driving, so I felt deprived that he was saying you can't drive anymore. But I enjoyed the authority with which he said to me, you cannot drive anymore. I thought, well, things have lined up pretty good now. I'm the kid and he's the old man. And, you know, it's continued on every level since. So I feel I'm in my second job, that I've got a new father.
Norman,
he has no humor about it at all. He says this is the way it is. And, you know.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by typing in WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CR.